Dudes behind the foods. Yo, it's the dudes behind the foods. Dudes behind the foods. Yeah, it's the dudes behind the foods.
That's actually really fucking good.
What's up, everybody? Welcome back to Dudes Behind the Foods. I am Tim Wave Runner Chantharongsu.
And I'm David Slow Jams.
What's up, everybody? Welcome back to Dudes Behind the Foods, your favorite podcast in the whole wide world.
We're here on a motherfucking Saturday. I got a little crazy last night, and my voice be getting a little crazy right now.
Damn, you sound good. You sound like Barry Yellow.
Oh, thank you.
Speaking of yellow, you're drinking Mountain Dew, and you brought up that rumor when you were younger where they said, what did you say?
So crazy thing, so I was just talking to Robin Couch, mm-hmm. and even Robin Couch had the rumor when she was younger mm-hmm. about Mountain Dew shrinking your penis, and nobody would drink Mountain Dew.
So I heard the same, well, at my school it was a different rumor. It was that Mountain Dew kills your sperm.
So it was originally makes your dick small, and mm-hmm. then some wise ass was like, no, it actually reduces your sperm. Some little fucking nerd.
And then that fucking nerd is dumb because then they started saying that it's the yellow 5.
Yep, that's
what
it was.
That kills your sperm. So dumb. It's literally just food coloring.
Which is hilarious because I remember in junior high, people found out that Hot Cheetos had yellow 5. But everybody loved yellow Hot Cheetos so much, nobody cared. Like, I don't care. My dick's going to get small anyways.
Bro, let me tell you something about snacks in school, okay? Every day at Gardena Valley Christian School, all the kids that stayed after school, there was a snack line, okay? Mrs. Singh would have like a thing of chips and sodas. Chips were 50 cents, sodas were a dollar, something like that. And the kids would line up to get your little snacks for after school, right? So every day my dad would give me a dollar, maybe like $1.50, so I'd get a drink and a snack. And I would always get like some like Flamin' Hot Lays or some like something. So I'm in line, right, to get my snacks. This kid behind me, he's like, because my hair was very like, you know, silky and long, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So
stupid, silky, long ass, stupid ass, stupid hair.
So he grabs my hair, he plucks out a hair, but like I think a thing of like dandruff flew off, uh-huh. and this kid's like, was that lice? Oh my God, Tim, that's lice. And then, so now all the kids are freaking out. One kid is like, I think I feel something crawling up my back. Like fucking stupid ass kids, dog. So now a teacher comes. She's like, Tim, we're going to send you to the office to check you for lice. So I had to go to the fucking office, nurse's office, so she could check me for head lice, which I didn't have because Don A. Ward wanted to pull hair out of my head.
Donnie Ward is now a lawyer.
Let me bring this up to you real quick, randomly. What?
Have you ever seen a kid with lice?
No, I've never actually seen in real life head
lice.
Bro,
it's fucking disgusting. Lice is, I'm literally, my skin's crawling right now.
You saying that made me do this.
Lice is fucking gross, dude. Like, it's literally thousands upon thousands of fucking little white insects crawling in your
Ew!
Scalp. This one little kid in elementary school had lice, and that shit traumatized me, dude. I'm like, what the fuck of it is this, dude?
You know what this reminded me of? I just want to take this time to address something that I felt bad about with my ex that I've never got to talk to her about because...
Pussy lice. Go ahead.
No, not pussy lice. I gave her crabs. No. A long time, when we were together, I won a contest and we went to this like island, one of the Sandals resorts in Antigua, okay, on the island of Antigua. And on the flight back, something like the flight from that we were supposed to get on in Miami to LA got like canceled or rescheduled or some shit like that. So the airline put us in this cheap hotel near the airport until the flight the next day. Mm. And she was like so just like ill about the hotel because she thought she saw like bed bugs or no like we were laying in the hotel I think and she got like she felt like something like bit her she like a bug bite right and she was so like she's like I think there's like bed bugs and she was like freaked out right but me you know mind you I was still pretty like coming from brokenness. I was so annoyed by her. I felt like she was acting just so like spoiled and privileged on some like, we should appreciate that they even put us in a free hotel. Like, why are you being like, spoiled about it? We should be happy we're getting to go on vacation. Like, just thug it out, you know? But now, me, as someone who's actually made some money and has, like, lived some life, I would never stay in a hotel with fucking bugs in it. Like,
or, was there bed bugs for real?
I don't know if there was actual bed bugs, but we got, you know, she had a little bug bite on her ankle.
I just pictured you in this hotel. There's like a guy fucking naked jacking off at the window. And you're, she's like, damn, this is uncomfortable. Well, look at Miss Princess.
He's probably homeless. And he needs a, wow, really?
And you're really pretty. So guess what? Them's the breaks.
Sometimes you need to get jacked off in front of, okay? But no, you know what? And that randomly popped into my head in my, like, adult life. And I just think back, like, ah, nah. I mean, because if it was now, and, like, I don't think any girl would be, like, down to stay in a fucking bed with, like, bugs, you know, potential bugs.
Well, if you're fucking broke as shit and you've never traveled before, then yeah, 100%.
Yeah, and, like, I mean, and
have
now...
Have you been bit by bed bugs? That shit sucks.
No, I have not.
I'll send you a photo of me where I got bit. So I, when we were, you know, doing all these college shows, there is a chance, because you're... It doesn't matter, like, what kind of nice hotel you're in. I was, like, going to, like, 6 or 7 shows, like, in a row, back to back to back.
Yeah.
One place in those 6 or 7, I got a bed bug, and it came with me. Mm. And then I woke up one day, and I had this trail
of
bites all across my stomach up to my chest.
Up your pleasure path.
Oh, my God. Let me tell you something. That shit was horrendous. And I finally saw it, and this motherfucker was, like, this big.
Oh! Yeah.
But the good thing is that I saw it. So that means I didn't have to, like, hunt for it or put... I just crushed it and killed it. I never got another bite again. But that shit is...
No, but she laid eggs in your, like, foreskin, though.
don't say stuff like that. This was years ago, all right? Don't say stuff like that.
Do you have a baby?
I just pictured this bug finding my dick and went, oh!
Curls up into that uncircumcised foreskin like a little duvet.
How warm.
She's like, what is the thread count on this foreskin? Because this is the good stuff.
You don't know where I was before. Wow, I'm in the Hamptons.
Oh my God, that's so dumb.
That's gross.
But yes, I want to apologize to my ex for making her stay in that dirty bed, okay? And being mean about it.
What was the worst hotel you ever stayed in?
I remember I got booked for something in New Orleans, and I never had a specific rider on my shit, because, like, it wasn't until, like, I was doing club events with Danny Rail, where Danny was like, her rider said, like, at least 4-star hotel, I want a bottle of this, I want, like, you know, these snacks, you know, blah, 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 right? And I used to never have a rider. I used to be like... Especially when I first started booking shows, I was like, yeah, whatever. Give me some money, get my hotel, get my flight. We're straight, right? I was never specific with it. And then one day I got booked for some shit in New Orleans, and this hotel was disgusting. There was like, like, you know when it's a dirty hotel, it's just being a dirty hotel.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking little fucking, there was a pube on the bathtub. Like, it was just all
bad.
Oh,
my God, dude. Yeah. I didn't have a rider either until, like, a bad hotel experience, too. Mm-hmm. Like, I didn't know what a rider was.
Yeah.
I didn't know that other people had expectations. The reason why I found that out was because of you.
Mm.
Because you were telling me other YouTubers had ridiculous requests.
Mm.
And I was like, wait, you could request things when you book? So I didn't know this.
Yeah.
And so the whole time I was just like, hey, just book whatever. And then I talked to my manager and he was like, how come you don't ask for people? I was like, do you want me to ask? I was like, can we do that? He goes, yeah, you can fucking do that. Because I just didn't care.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was like, as long as I just sleep and I wake up and I'm fine. But I still don't ask for much. Now it's just like, don't book me in a fucking shit ass hotel. Something halfway decent.
Yeah.
And they just want water.
Bro, let me tell you something. Let me one up being in a bad hotel. Well, before I tell that story of, and don't let me forget, Austria, let me share with you my snack I invented that you're gonna love.
I forgot about this. I don't trust this man for anything.
So one day I went and bought some shit from the Grove, and but I wasn't really sure how I was gonna eat it. And then I had some other things in the house, and I concocted this snack. It's lit. Okay. So first, I have these. Okay. These little rice crackers. Okay.
Oh, is it Japanese?
Japanese rice cracker.
Every day I wake up and I have a Japanese senbei rice cracker.
Now, originally when I made this snack, I was using this vegan cream garlic cream cheese that I had bought from like Trader Joe's or some shit. But for you, I bought some good shit. This is...
Whoa, that... What is... That is fancy
this
looking.
This is goat cheese and black truffle dip, okay? Taking place of the vegan cream cheese. Because I want you to enjoy this, all right?
Wow, I feel special.
Okay, so...
Hey, Tim's ex-girlfriend that got a shitty-ass hotel bed. I'm not you. I'm better than you.
I hope she's doing all right.
She's not. She got a disease.
She's like... She got... She... Like, some bed bug crawled into her labia. And laid eggs there. And she's been like debilitated ever since, and she has no idea why.
It's the same bed bug that was in my foreskin.
Just traveling from like from me to you to her.
All this seems a little familiar.
Okay, so first I'm just gonna like cream up your rice cracker here before I put on the pièce de résistance.
Oh, the pièce de résistance. Bonjour, merci.
Bonjour, this pièce de résistance. Whoa. For you.
The packaging of this is quite amazing.
Yeah, I didn't realize. It's a little shop at the Grove where they have all types of weird ingredients from like all over the world.
Oh.
Okay, so.
C'est de l'eau.
Put that right there. Now, the final.
Oh, there's more.
Pièce de résistance, oh. The final ingredient, salmon roe.
Oh, okay. See, now this already sounds delicious.
Oh.
Because he usually makes stupid shit. If you've just tuned into this episode, a while back when we first started this man fed me banana Kraft singles and a Dorito chip.
And it was delicious.
That is not what it was at all.
So I was at this seafood spot at the Grove, and I just wanted to eat some caviar. So I bought some caviar one day, and I bought some salmon roe. But then you get home with when you have like fucking roe and caviar, and then you're like, what the fuck do I eat it with, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I was just literally just going through my drawers and my cabinets trying to find shit to eat with my fish eggs here, and concocted this little situation. Oh, bro.
Oh, this looks delicious.
Well, here you are, David So.
Well, look at this chef de resistance. Oh, I'm going to dig in this.
Go ahead. Let me know how you feel.
Bonjour. That's fine.
Oh, yes. Isn't that great?
First of all, if you guys never had a senbei rice cracker, it's already delicious in and of itself. This cheese is fire.
Yeah, I haven't had it with this cheese. This was just something I stumbled across because I was just looking for regular cream cheese, something spreadable, and I saw this. I was like, oh, this is going to elevate everything. We will continue with the story right after.
I will have this at any restaurant.
Mm-hmm. See, bro, look. My palate is just so lit. You just got to trust me, dog. And that's why you guys gotta go home and try the bananas with the cheese.
No,
with
you
the
don't.
Doritos.
You don't need to try that at all. It's not bad. It's not good. It's just why? Like, why would you eat this?
Mm.
That's very good.
Mm-hmm.
That is bonjour.
Just wait till I put you on to my peanut
no.
butter, bacon, banana, hot honey dipped in milk.
No, dude. This fool eats like he just got out of prison. You and China Max should do an episode where you guys just eat prison spread food. That's what we need to do. Bring that fool's fucking incarcerated ass in here, and then he could just like do the prison spread shit.
Bro, I mean, it's crazy because he was in prison for like, what, 10 years, right?
Such a long time.
And then like when we did that episode of the hot chick of the Howlin' Rays with him, and he was like, yo, they put coleslaw on a sandwich. Never seen that before. I was like, Oh,
you've been in prison.
And I made a joke. I was like, bro, this is crazy. I seen them put cheese on a sandwich.
You ever see this shit, dude? Where they put mayo on bread and then some cheese? Well, we'll be right back after this break.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, it, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Hey, y'all, it's Tim.
And David.
And if you want to listen to Dudes Behind the Foods without ads, now you can.
Just go to dudesbehindthefoods.supercast.com or click the link in the episode description and you can get a 1 week preview of the ad-free version for free.
You'll get ad-free listening to the show. You can listen on almost any podcasting app and you'll be supporting our show too.
That's dudesbehindthefoods.supercast.com. Thanks.
Years ago, early YouTube years, when, you know, we're getting booked for, like, shows and stuff, when I was doing a lot of shit with the Asian musicians, right? We were just, like, a coalition of performers, right?
Those were some good old days.
Yeah, they were the great days. And so me, Michael Carrion, Carissa Ray, and her husband, Michael, or now known as Us the Duo.
Oh, they're so good.
So good.
And they're very, very funny, too. They make me laugh so hard.
Dude, they're just so cute. I was actually listening to their music this morning. Like, out of all my YouTube homies, there's only a few whose music I actually, like, put on. You know what I'm saying? And they're one of them. So, we got booked for this shit, a show in Austria, right? And they were like, we didn't get you guys a hotel, but we got you all, we're going to have you all stay in an apartment. And we're like, that sounds great. Like, get a whole little, like, little apartment for us to stay in for this, like, week that we were there.
Orgy,
fucking, jam sessions, mm-hmm. Cuddle sessions, just a good time. So I brought Chia, like, babe, come to Austria with me, right? And I'm like, come to Austria with me and we'll throw another shrimp on the barbie. No, I'm just playing. So I'm like, lit. Let's go to Austria, right? So we get there.
That's where Arnold Schwarzenegger's from, right?
So
like you're clearing your throat.
So we get there, and we're like, okay, where are we staying, dog? We get to this apartment. It is the promoter's family's apartment, and they are still staying there.
Get the fuck out of here.
Dog, I'm talking about they had Carissa and Michael staying in, like, one of their guest rooms or whatever. Me and Chia were staying in, like, the younger brother who was a part of, like, the promotion team, we're staying in his room on, like, a spare bed or something, dog. Her parents were still there in the apartment. The family was fucking there while we were all staying there. And I'm
God,
like,
this is the worst situation ever.
Yeah, bro. And I'm talking about, and it wasn't like a fancy apartment either, dog. It was like the shower curtain was like fungusy, like And like, and like the bed that they were gonna have us stay on for the little brother's, like the little brother's bed was like, it was just like a fucking, it was like a tiny, like not even a, like a twin, and like, just like, you know, like, I don't know, your little sister's fucking bed sheets or whatever on the shit. And we're just in this room, and I'm like, and I'm talking to Chia, I'm like, baby, we're getting a hotel tomorrow. Like, we're getting a hotel.
For real.
And I was like trying to make jokes with the promoter girl. I'm like, yo, not jokes, but like serious, like, hey, like for real, like how are me and my chick supposed to get it in? Like,
yeah.
Like we're supposed to be, we were going to be in like a, I thought it was going to be like a romantic Austria trip, you know? She thought I was fucking kidding around. And so the next day, and like, look, to be fair, her parents were so nice. Like, their parents were super nice. And they were like making us breakfast and making us food. But I'm like, hey, so we're actually probably going to like get a hotel. She's like, you don't like it? You don't like the, you don't like my place? I'm like, no, it's fine. It's just, you know, we want to, I'm with my girlfriend. And like, we kind of just want some private time. And she's like, okay, but yeah. Should you come back for food? I was like, yeah, we'll come back
when
for dinner.
When she sucks my dick, it's really loud. Yeah, so it's your just, parents will be very disturbed.
And I'm loud. So I'm just, I'm like,
hold your breath longer. Come on.
Get in the chopper.
Don't do the chopper. Don't do it.
So, it's not a tumor. So we found a nice hotel like a couple blocks away, and that's where we stayed for the rest of the trip. Thank God I was at a place financially where I could just do that, right?
Yeah.
Carissa and Michael, I think, you know, they had already had a previous relationship with this promoter before. Like, they had done a show in Austria before, so they were like, they felt a little more like weird about leaving.
Yeah, yeah.
So they ended up staying, but they were like, you know. And here's the motherfucking kicker, my guy. After we did the show, the promoter, she sits down with each of the performers crying. She can't afford to pay us because of something like, I forget what happened with the tickets or whatever, like whatever the selling of the tickets, like she blamed it on her, like her, something about the brother or something like that. But she was like, she couldn't pay us. And the kicker.
This is the worst story I've ever heard in my life.
It wasn't worse than Australia, but my Australia fucked up tour, but this was pretty annoying. This is one of my first fails of a tour or of a show, you know what I'm saying? And here's the kicker too. I since I was booking for Chia, I was like, hey, I'll just book the tickets. You can reimburse me later. I didn't even get my flights for free because she was like, she couldn't pay for the show. She never reimbursed me for the plane tickets. It was like...
the shittiest vacation ever.
Yeah, I paid to, you know, I mean, look, Austria is beautiful. Some really great architecture. I think I had good food. I don't remember.
This sounds like a terrible trip, dude. This is like you trying to fucking remap your trauma. That's what it sounds like. Well, when the guy kissed me.
Oh. But something did happen in Austria. We went to a little square where I guess Hitler used to do speeches or whatever, right? So this was kind of like, it's like a tourist place now, which was interesting. So one of the guys was part of the promotion team. He was like, oh, are you guys hungry? I'm like, yeah, sure. So we go to this little we ate so much fucking, just they eat a lot of hot dogs out there, a lot of Venus out there,
a lot of Venus,
yeah. And so we had these things were really good. It was like basically a Vena in like a little loaf of bread. It's like a hot dog, but the whole thing is encased in the bread. Okay, we had a lot of those.
Oh, I saw that in the Andrew Zimmern
video. Yeah, and they're good, right?
Looks fire.
So we went to go get one. It was like a little stand with these wieners, and we saw a sign that said Jugendverbot. Jugendverbot is like the spiciest flavor you can get. It's like warning if you get this level of spice. It's very fucking spicy, and I'm like, yeah, pass. Just give me like a medium spicy, right? So we get in line. I take, the guy gives me my hot dog. I take a bite, and the promoter guy, one of the guys on the team, he's like, how is it? I'm like, it's good. He's like, oh, okay. He's like, is it spicy? I'm like, oh, it's a little spicy. It's cool. And then I'm just kind of chewing. I'm walking, and then like maybe like a minute later, I'm like, my eye. eyes are watering. I'm fucking coughing, wheezing.
What's wrong with this guy, dude?
And he starts cracking up. He's like, it's the Ugindiver balls. I'm like, you fucking dick. Trying to like prank me, dog.
It's like, first of all, number one, you didn't pay me for anything. You had me sleep in somebody's mother's apartment, and now you fed me poison. Do you people in Germany not know how to treat people?
Austria.
I don't care.
But yeah, that was also something, I guess, annoying that happened in Austria. But
that is crazy, dude.
Yeah.
I don't think I'd be able to handle that shit very well. Because number one.
Oh, like you would have been pissed.
I would have been fucking pissed. Because as for me, if it's like, okay, well, as long as the flight was paid and hotel, whatever. Mm. You know what I mean? At least it was a free trip. But you didn't even get any of that.
No, I literally just paid to go perform for people in Austria.
And I don't understand why there was no money. I just don't get it.
I don't know what happened, bro. Like,
they basically fucking swindled you.
Yeah. You know, and you know, for a long time, like, I had her email still. Like, years later, I was going to be like, hey, what's up, my money?
I would just email them now. Are you guys ever going to pay me?
Hey, watch this podcast and...
you pieces of shit.
I'm talking to you, girl. Give me my money.
But she was super nice, though, huh?
Yeah.
That's why they had her deal with you guys, because she's like, oh, I can't pay you. And you're like, oh, God, here's a bed bug for your fucking labia.
You ever had any fails on tour? Anything like that? Didn't get paid?
Never.
No?
Never. Never, ever, ever. I do a lot of safe bets. Like, a lot of the stuff, too, when I got invited to go to Australia, I said no. Because so many people got fucked over.
You said that.
Right? Too many people. And by the way, from United States to Australia is a really, really fucking long flight. Mm-hmm. So in order for me to go there, things had to be guaranteed. And they wouldn't guarantee pay. Like, they wouldn't give you half of it up front.
Oh.
So I'm like, no, there's absolutely no way. I'm traveling 20 hours in a fucking plane, and I don't get at least half of this money.
Right, right, right.
No way. And then everybody who did, they got fucked over. So I was like, oh, okay.
Look, I've had some great times in Australia, and I've had some, you know, a whack tour in Australia. But it's still it's a great time. You gotta go to Australia, cunt.
I hear the women are beautiful.
Beautiful, dog.
They are quite amazing.
And they are a good time.
They are a good time.
They are a very good time.
They are a very good time.
I was going to tell you. Oh, that's what I wanted to tell you. Okay, so you know how we were talking about Naked and Afraid last week? I saw an episode recently that I'd never seen before.
Really?
And it had me cracking up because this woman, she's like, oop, I just sharted. So she sharted, right? And they had a water supply with like fish in it or whatever. You know, they were getting their water from boiling the water. So this woman who was like a mom of like two or three, she's like, okay, I'm just going to go rinse off. I feel gross, right? And then all of a sudden the guy's like, not in our water supply. She's fucking rinsing her shitty ass in their water supply.
What the fuck is wrong with her?
And he gets pissed, and she doesn't understand. She's like, what? There's poo in all this water. The fish poo in this water.
No.
We're gonna boil it. He's like, not that is the that is so unsanitary. We can get so sick. And he's pissed. He's livid, right? And she's like, I don't know what you're making such a big deal out of. And then she starts just being annoying, right? So needless to say, he's like pissed at her all day. And she starts like, she's
her
like,
survival score was like a negative 10, wasn't it?
It wasn't high. So then she's like, you know what? I was embarrassed, and there's no excuse for him speaking to me that way while I was embarrassed.
I would fucking kill her.
But then, check this out. A couple hours later, the fucking fish in the water supply are all dead. Like, four fish floated to the top. And she's like, I think that's because of what I did. And she's like crying, dude.
No way.
She's like curled up like, I feel bad.
No way.
Yeah.
You have atomic dookie. That's fucking hilarious,
dude. So the guy had to go dig and find a whole new water supply for them. Like,
why would she do that in the fresh water supply?
She's so dumb. Like, why not scoop it out and wash her ass, you dummy?
That makes no fucking sense.
And she was just like, she was so like, embarrassed. You know how some people do that thing where it's like when they get embarrassed, they feel attacked, so they want to just like make you feel dumb. So she was like, I don't know. She's like, oh my God, why are you making such a big deal? Everybody, the water has bacteria. Oh my God. Like, it was just attacking back at him.
I fucking hate that. I hate it when you call somebody out on something. And you could call people out, by the way, when I say that, in a very polite way.
Yeah.
Like, you're not doing anything crazy. It's just like, hey, let's try not to do that. Oh, why? What's the big fucking deal?
Mm-hmm.
Like, so you know you're wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know you're fucking wrong. Just admit it. Just keep it quiet, too, you dumb idiot. And let's not make a scene about it, because if you want to make a scene, I can make a fucking scene.
David So can make a fucking scene, guys.
And I do not care, dude. Oh, speaking of scene, I don't think I've ever told this story. But let me ask you this.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever had a homie in the group that was with the girl that you guys fucking hated?
I can't say that. I will say this. I will say when I was with my ex, she didn't get along with my homies.
Oh, so you were the guy! You were the guy! Oh, fuck, man. I hated that shit, dude. I fucking hated it so much, man. So I had a friend who had a girl.
Yeah.
I have like two different stories about this, but this girl, I have, listen, because if you're my friend, I'm going to do whatever I can to make sure that the person that you're with feels really, really comfortable.
Yeah.
Right? I'm really good at that type of shit. However, this is what I fucked up on. This is pretty hilarious.
Okay.
I hope if he hears this, he understands that. it's a reverse story. So when we first he actually ended up getting engaged to this girl. Or was it married? No, he got engaged to her. No, okay. Married. It's been a while.
Okay.
But either way, I've known this guy for a very long time. This girl's very sweet. Met her, and I thought she was the biggest fucking loser I've ever met in my life.
Right? Why?
Because she just wouldn't do anything. She would just stay at home. Just work out and that's it. I was like, God, you, like, what the fuck are you doing? And he would always complain about her to me. Well, one day, you know, I was like, okay, you know, you guys have been together for a while now, and I could just go ahead and, you know, say my piece because I've known this guy since I was a little kid.
Right, right, right.
So we're hanging out at this diner out in Sacramento called Original Perry's. It's closed now. And I have a conversation with her and him, and I was like, hey, so what are you guys doing now, right? And he's talking about his, and he's been complaining to me about her the whole time. And he goes to the bathroom. I was like, let me ask you something. I was like, what do you do most of your day, right? I was like, I'll be honest with you. Like, you know, he's telling me that, you know, he's a little annoyed that, you know, you don't really have any personal goals for yourself, blah, blah, blah.
Oh, look at you.
Right? And I was like, listen, I'm not your parent, dad, or whatever, right? But I'm going to be around for a very long time because he's a really close friend of mine. Mm. So, you know, he just wants what's best for you, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I just basically got into a conversation about, like, life is very, very short, right? And if you're going to wake up every day and just wake up in bed and do the same thing over and over again, and I was like, because you don't look very happy yourself, right? So what are your personal goals? What are your wants? I was like, your wants matter, right? So waking up every day and expecting this guy to take care of everything for you without you looking into what you want in life is, you're going to look back one day and say, I wish I could have done more. So what is that, right? So we have this whole conversation. She's very quiet. Fucking turns out. A year later, I see her in the gym, right? And she comes up to me. She's never done this to me before. She comes and she goes, hi. Comes and gives me a big fucking hug.
Hmm.
I was like, dude, so how are you and blah, blah, blah. She goes, oh, we got divorced.
Uh-huh.
And I went, why? What happened? And she goes, so the conversation you and I had, right? So I hated him.
Oh.
I was like, and now my life is so much better. Like, I left him. I'm a hairstylist, whatever. One night I went to cosmetology school.
Oh, shit.
All that stuff. And so I was the reason they got divorced. I had no fucking
You
idea.
Made her realize that there was a reason why she was so unmotivated.
Yeah, I thought she was the fucking loser. He was. So what happened was he didn't want her to work.
Okay.
Because he wanted her to stay at home because he wanted to know where she was at all times.
Oh.
Because he was like the jealous type.
Oh, God.
And so whenever she did attend community college at the time, but she decided not to go because he would always like be on her back. Oh, who are you hanging out with?
Oh.
Blah, 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 blah. So because he made it so uncomfortable for her, she stopped going to school.
Damn, like that?
Yeah, so I thought she was the loser.
Yeah.
But he was the fucking
loser. She was reacting to his loserism.
Yeah, and by the way, this guy is fucking buff as shit.
Yeah.
So I literally, after we hugged, I was like, hey, don't ever tell this to him, please. I beg of you. Because this woman's calling. I hung out with him after. He goes, yeah, man, I'm just heartbroken. I got divorced. And I had to sit there and go, man, I had no idea. But I was the reason why they got divorced.
Wow. When you first told me that, I'm like, why do you think it was your place to even say all that, David? So, but now I realize you were meant to do that, both of them.
I was destined to. It was weird because it was hard to watch, right?
Yeah.
Because they kind of looked unhappy.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And so I was just trying to talk to her in the sense of like motivate her to want more, mm-hmm. right? Because in turn, it would just help their relationship in general.
Right.
And I've known them for years now at this point. But it just turned out, look at that. He was the one squashing her.
And is he still buff?
Yes.
Have you ever been a jealous boyfriend?
Oh, dude, my very first girlfriend, I was like that. Mm. And we talked about this on Shannon Boudram's podcast.
Yes, we were both on episodes of Shannon Boudram's podcast, Lovers and Friends, if you want to check that out.
Yeah, so when I was younger, we talked about this thing where I do this thing where I overcorrect, right?
Okay.
So my very first girlfriend that I've ever had, I was—
Tina Park.
Oh, God. She was great. But I was such a loser because, you know, your first girlfriend, you love them too much almost, right? Where you don't really know like your own personal value.
Right.
So it was to the point where after we broke up, I was like, oh, I fucked up on this relationship because I was the jealous boyfriend because I just wanted them all to myself. So I overcorrected. Mm-hmm. So after that, if my other relationships after, I never gave a fuck at all. Like too much to the point where they felt neglected.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? So one girl, she cheated on me.
Uh-huh.
And then I got really mad. And then one day after the whole breakup happened, I kind of sat there and I was like, why did she cheat on me? Like, what did I do?
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, I could see why. Because I just didn't care.
Interesting.
I just didn't care. And it was her lashing out to be like, yo, fucking worry about
it. Yeah,
yeah. Like, she would go off to Vegas, right? And I think for her and her mind, she wanted the boyfriend that'll be like, yo, make sure that you're safe, blah, blah, blah. Text me when you're
a little something. Yeah.
I did none of that. She was like, I'm going to Vegas. I'm like, okay. And I would hang up and I would just go about my fucking day.
Hilarious.
And she felt this like certain type of jealousy.
You feel like he don't even care.
Yeah. Here's the – you know Julie Zahn?
Yes.
So she's an actress friend of mine. Really great, right? Well, those two were friends.
Dance like Juju.
Yes. Juju dancing time.
Dancing Juju, yeah.
She's going to hate this. She goes, you don't even know my fucking shit.
Juju on the
– yeah. So if you guys watch my sketches, this girl was in my sketches a lot.
Yeah.
So she was friends with her. But I used to have a crush on Julie when I first met her.
Okay.
Right? But then I got to know her and I was like, yuck. And so she – sorry, Julie, you annoying bitch. I love you. But before we got together, I was like, hey, I used to have this small little crush on Julie. I used to flirt with her a lot.
Mm.
But if you don't want us to kick it together, I could just let her know, like, you feel uncomfortable. She goes, no, I love her. She's great.
Mm.
So lo and behold – I haven't seen Julie within a whole year, but then my brother and her were in town. I was like, hey, let's all kick it together with her, with my girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
We all hang out, but she's acting all weird. Like, she's doing weird shit where, like, she'll, like, grab my arm, hold me really close, you know, kind of like possession, like, this is mine type of stuff, right?
Yeah.
And I was like, what the fuck is going on? This is all weird. So that same night, she goes, I got to go somewhere. Blah, blah, blah. I was like, oh, okay. I was like, I'll see you later, whatever, give her a kiss goodbye. She goes up. She didn't like, I think, the friendship that me and Julie had. But I've known Julie years before I knew her.
Right.
She's been a really good friend of mine for a very long time.
Mm-hmm.
And so that night, she goes up to meet some other dude because she's pissed at me.
Are you serious?
Yeah, that same fucking night.
After y'all hung out and all had a good time?
Yeah, and I wasn't hanging out with Julie by myself. Yeah. It was all of us. There was four people there.
Yeah.
But she didn't like that she was there.
Wow.
And she didn't tell me this. I didn't fucking know because she says, I love her. She's the best.
Yeah.
And then she fucking meets up some other dude that night. But then me, I'm aloof, right? I'm all nice and shit. I'm acting. And I think I should have picked up on something, but I'm just over here like, have a good time.
Right.
So it made it worse.
Huh.
And so I think the guilt was fucking eating her up, or she was mad that I didn't even notice.
Right.
So she finally just told me.
That she like fuck some guy? Or just met up with him?
I think they made out or some shit like that.
Okay.
Which still unacceptable.
Yeah.
And I was like, what the fuck? Like, that night, I was like, the night where you were hanging out with her too?
Yeah.
That's some crazy shit.
Communication, man. It's so important, and we're gonna communicate together right after this break.
The funniest thing about this story, so this girl actually lived, it was long distance.
Mm.
She was going to a pharmacy school. Very smart girl. So my buddy Ed Park is in this apartment that we lived out in K-Town, right? Mm. And she's telling me this over the phone, what she did, right? And I'm getting fucking pissed. But Jason Chen and Joseph Vincent are shooting a music video in my apartment. And there's clips of them like trying to lip sync to their music and me going, are you fucking kidding me?
Are you serious?
Yeah. I'm like, what the fuck? What the fuck? And you can hear me screaming in the background as they're just over here just trying to sing and dance.
That's so funny. And I'm sure the song was so happy too.
It was like this happy, like Justin Timberlake song. And then you just hear me in the back, why? Why? What the fuck?
That's so great.
I gotta find that footage. It's hilarious now. Not back then.
Well,
hilarious.
Yeah. Please find it.
I
wish there was video too, because I feel like you back then probably looked so much funnier too.
Oh yeah. I really did. I really sunk into the whole comedian thing. It was my shit.
I think early on I tried not to be jealous because my first girlfriend when I was 15, shout out to Tina. She was so jealous. I mean, we were kids, you know what I'm saying? But she was so jealous. I was like, I hate this, where it was stupid shit. Like, you know, I'm a people person. I can be.
Yeah, no, you're a people person.
I can be a people person if need be. And but it would be shit where, let's say we were in the same class, and she would hear me, like, hear a girl next to me, like, laugh because I'm a funny guy, and she would be pissed. Because in her mind, if I'm making someone laugh, that means I'm trying to get them to like me, and I'm trying to flirt.
Fuck them.
Yeah, I'm trying to fuck, even though I was 15 and a virgin and I had barely done anything. But she was just so, and she would get mad at me like, oh, I remember one time we were at Disneyland, and, you know, I was a sexy 15-year-old, okay? I was a cute guy, all right?
Not me.
And there was, and there was this girl. And mind you, this is before YouTube and shit. So this girl that was staring at me wasn't staring because she was a fan. She was staring because she was on my dick, right? So she's like, she kept
looking. Look at that velour suit.
Look at that Sean John velour suit. Wow.
Look at those South Pole jeans dragging across that concrete.
So look at those Fat Farm sneakers.
Oh, no.
I never did the Fat Farm sneakers.
Okay, I was like, oh,
Fat Farm clothes, but never the sneakers. So there was this girl checking me out in like multiple rides. Like we would always see her, just like she kept like looking at me. So Tina gets fucking pissed. She grabs me in the middle of the line, starts making out with me in the middle of a Disneyland line to just like show off in front of this girl, you know? And I remember thinking like, oh God, this is so awkward. And then the guy behind me was like, whoa. That's all I remember.
Whoa.
Yikes.
Yikes. Oh, so you want to my man?
Oh my God.
You think I'm not gonna kiss him in front of you? Ooh, it just tasted like a fish sauce.
Fish sauce. Tina did not have an accent.
Yes, in my head, Tina did. And then she squatted and she started making kimchi on the floor. And she breaks off a piece and feeds it to you.
And then she got pissed and turned into a red panda.
I'm on my period. Oh God, dude, the secondhand embarrassment from that is fucking crazy. She just looks over. Oh,
Yeah, dude. But I tried never to be a jealous person, but I did get jealous. We all get jealous sometimes, you know what I'm saying? It happens.
But you know, when you date somebody who's attractive and you find them attractive, why wouldn't somebody else find them attractive?
Yeah, exactly. It's like that you ideally you want to be dating an attractive person, right? So it's like that's kind of just something that comes with the territory, like especially when you're a guy and you have an attractive woman. Yeah. Guys are fucking thirsty. They don't give a shit. No matter where she's at, there's gonna be a dude trying to holler, regardless of what she's wearing. You know what I'm saying?
And it's like a lack of like when I was 18 years old, that was a reflection of the lack of confidence I had in myself.
Oh, 100%.
You know, and it was just gross. I just never wanted to be that person ever again. And obviously, I was super young, 18 years old. But after that, I was like, I can't be that guy anymore.
Dude,
that guy's a loser.
People will always wonder, like, how does Chia deal? Like, when I used to shoot a lot of sketches and stuff like that, how does Chia deal with me being around, like, all these, like, you know, IG models and attractive women? Like, does she not get jealous? And the thing about it is, like, when I talked to Chia about it, she wouldn't get jealous, and she told me it's because of this. She's like, I know I'm great. She's like, if you fuck this up, that sucks for you, right? She's like, I know I'm dope. She's like, what, like, I don't think, like...
She is okay.
But she knows she's the shit. You say what?
There are things I know about her.
you know too much now, Nate.
I know too much.
But she knows she's the shit, so she's, like, not insecure about me going off somewhere. Mm. And that's the thing, too. When people were like, aren't you worried since you're in a long-distance relationship? Because we were long-distance for, like, 7 years, right? I'm like, here's the thing, guys. Chia is way smarter than me, okay? Mm. In terms of like planning things, getting shit done. She could live 10 minutes away and cheat on me if she wanted to. I would never find out. So why stress myself when I'll never know if she's out there in fucking Canada sucking a dick? You know what I'm saying?
It's like, whatever.
And me, I think it's the opposite, where she knows I'm terrible at planning things. I'm super sloppy. If I was to cheat, I'm a horrible liar.
I also noticed the size of that rock on your fucking neck. That is gigantic.
Oh, this is a piece of jade.
What is that? It's huge.
It's jade.
Yeah, but what is it? What is the design?
It's a lion. Oh, it's either a lion or a tiger. Oh, it's a tiger. You're the tiger, baby.
Why so big? Thing is huge.
Because I like it.
Oh my god, you're such a rapper, bro.
Sent to me by the Jade Jewelers. Thank
I'm just
you guys.
Gonna get this Mountain Dew fucking thing just right here. You know why I never wore necklaces?
Why?
I've never admitted this out loud, and you're hearing it for the first time.
Why?
Because I was too fat, and it looked like a dog chain on me, and I didn't like it.
Aww.
It looks stupid. It looks stupid. I never got one.
But that's cute.
No, not for fat people.
You could rock a little thin chain.
And then
chain.
When you would sit down, and then the chain would disappear in your neck fold.
So like, you need a thick one, dog.
I was like, where's that chain floating from? Did you attach it to your neck skin?
Here's what I never wear. I never wear sunglasses, really. Because, like, I rarely will wear sunglasses because every time I put them on, I feel like I just look like I think I'm too cool. You
yes,
know what I'm saying?
I know what you mean.
And I will put sunglasses on. I'll try them in the store. I'll buy fucking designer Gucci shades or whatever. I'm like, these are nice. I take them home. I get ready. I put an outfit on and I put the sunglasses on. I look in the mirror. I'm like, no. I take them off. I put them right back in the drawer because I just feel like I look like I'm trying too hard.
I don't buy nice sunglasses because every time I buy nice ones, they always disappear somehow.
Mm.
It's because I always lose them. But all the cheap ones that I've had, I bought it at Walmart, whatever.
Yeah.
I have them still, which I don't fucking understand.
I stopped buying real earrings, real diamonds, because I always lose them.
Yeah. And you know what, guys? Life is fleeting, all right? You're going to die anyways. You're not going to take it with you.
That's right.
All right?
It's like the fleeting, like the mist of the morning dew. That's from something.
Oh, that is very poetic.
I forget.
It is like the sun that rolls over the morning sky.
The sun's always there, so that doesn't make sense.
Well, guys, that wraps up this episode. Of Dudes Behind the Foods.
Thanks for watching, guys. Make sure you like, comment, share, subscribe, rate it 5 stars on wherever you listen to your podcasts, and
tell us your cheating stories.
Sure, or poop stories.
That's disgusting.
Bye. Yo, it's the Dudes.